goes. Oh, you want me to wait?
No, go ahead.
Oh, okay.
So at 1 p.m., we went into the Fox Fascist News headquarters to deliver an indictment of their crimes. And we first read aloud on the bullhorn the entire indictment. There were...
Inside?
No, we were right out here in front, in front of the sidewalk, reading it aloud to people, giving really solid exposure to what they actually do and what their role is as a mouthpiece for the fascist regime. We had to search through countless horrific things that they've done on the air. And we selected just a handful. For example, one of them was Fox News 28 times called Dr. George Tiller the baby killer. This was a courageous abortion doctor who was then later murdered for his work as an abortion doctor, providing, safe access to abortion to women who are so often denied it. It's outrageous what they do, and now their role in normalizing Donald Trump. They had, I believe, Tucker Carlson just last night had Donald Trump Jr. on his show, right after Donald Trump Jr. put on his social media a video of Donald Trump as portrayed as a jet pilot shooting down a plane representing CNN. I mean, this is like calling for violence against the free press. It's no longer just verbal attacks. It's whipping up their social base to strengthen their animosity, to strengthen their vile, vicious hatred of the truth. And so anyway, so we went in there. We just marched with Sansara Taylor and a few Refuse Fascism volunteers. One of them had us on the live stream for the Refuse Fascism Facebook. We went into the lobby, and immediately we were rushed by security guards and the NYPD. They wouldn't let us get more than 5 feet inside the building. They knew who we were. They recognized us, and they said, "You can't come in here. We were so good to you. We allowed you to have the public space outside, which this where we're sitting right now is a public space. It's open 24/7 to the public. It's privately owned, but this is open. We absolutely have a right to be here." And so they're acting like they're so high and mighty and righteous for giving us, allowing us to exercise our constitutionally protected First Amendment rights. But, we were saying, well, no, we're not trying to come in. We want a representative from the Sean Hannity show. We want a representative from Tucker Carlson tonight and from Fox and Friends to come down here and receive these indictments. And they said, no, you know what you're doing. You know you're not allowed to be here, over and over again repeating this. And we said, will you deliver this indictment to these people? And they were like, no, get out of here. And then finally, one of the fascist, totally fascist security guards, he grabbed one of the indictments. We had three. He folded it up, and it didn't seem like they were going to deliver them at all. But, We got that out to the public. Everyone can watch that live stream and see how they treat protesters and how they completely deny our rights, how they completely deny our legitimacy. I mean, we are on the right side here. And so, we'll keep sending those indictments. They're very correct, and people should definitely check that out.
Are you getting a response from people? Were there people here to see you do it?
Yeah, there are a few people who listened as we read the indictment, and it's just to hear what they did. Another one was, 75% of the people who discussed climate change on Fox News, did so from a perspective of denying it or questioning it as a real scientific facts. So there are all of these outrages. It's up on refusefascism.org for people to read.
Great.